Food is the language everyone speaks, but do we truly understand it?
Between the conversations over organic food and GMOs, different diets taking the world by storm, and how what we eat actually impacts our environment,
there's no shortage of things to learn about. Hi, I'm Karel Vega.
And I'm Cheryl Kirschenbaum, and this is Serving Up Science. Let's start this week with a question. First to all our listeners, but I'll also ask you, Karel. Are kids picky eaters?
I would say they're pretty picky. Even if you can mold them to like healthy foods, for the most part, they have pretty strong preferences.
Now, my two-year-old, he'll eat pretty much anything you put in front of him, but he's definitely starting to have that preference toward bread and cheese and French fries. How about yours?
Esme, she really likes, she does like healthy food. Luckily, we've been able to, you know, introduce a diet full of things like beets, carrots. She's a really big fan of oatmeal, actually. That's one of the cool things about introducing a healthy diet into your child, because it also kind of, you know, forces you to be healthier than you would otherwise be. But that's not to say that if she were to be introduced to something like ice cream or cake or chocolate, she wouldn't, you know, she would be all about that instantly. So we have to actually try really hard to keep those things away from her, which, as you probably know, is really hard when there's outside sources coming in and giving her food when you're not around.
Like in our case, a big brother. And this is a topic I hear about a lot, especially as I'm out and about with other parents. How do we get our kids to eat healthy, especially since we hear so much about the obesity epidemic, the rise in childhood diabetes, and just really wanting to do the best by our kids? So we were interested this week in the question of whether children really are picky eaters. You look at cultures all around the world and you see in other places, they're not serving kids these children's menus that only feature grilled cheese and mac and cheese and pizza as your standard options.
So don't forget chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets is real popular with my five-year-old. So what's happening in the U.S.?
I don't know. What is happening in the U.S.?
Well, if we look to the research, there have been some studies that show that kids know a lot more about food than we give them credit for. But we thought it would be kind of fun to pose this question to a bunch of real experts. And by experts, we thought of five-year-olds.
So we took a trip down to the
Spartan Child Development Center just off the campus of Michigan State University. And we visited the Royal Room, which is a room full of five-year-olds getting ready for kindergarten who knew a little more about food than I think a lot of us gave them credit for.
Well, let's hear what they had to say.
This is my friend, Mr. Karel. Do you want to say hi, Mr. Karel? And we work together at Michigan State University at the radio station. Does anyone listen to the radio?
I do.
Whoever likes food, say me.
Me.
Okay. I thought so. What are some of your favorite foods?
Broccoli.
Broccoli.
Milk.
Pizza.
Candy.
Pizza.
I hear a big variety. So every Wednesday, we talk a little bit on the radio about food and the science behind food. Because remember, I was a scientist a long time ago. At this point, we took the kids aside and started asking them what they thought healthy food actually means. Can you say out loud who your mommy is?
Cheryl.
Is that me? Okay, so this is my son Atlas's class. Atlas, what do you think healthy food means? What's healthy?
It's good for your body.
It's good for your body. Can you tell us your name?
Linnea.
Linnea. Okay. Are there any foods that you like that mom and dad say aren't so healthy?
Sugar water.
Sugar water. Wow. How about you? You can make sugar. Do you make a lot of sugar water?
I only made it once.
So we're here with Anika and Sean. And I was wondering if both of you could tell me a little bit about what you think it means if food is healthy.
Yeah, food is really healthy.
Is all food healthy? What do you think, Sean?
Vegetables are only healthy.
Only vegetables? Do you like to eat vegetables?
No.
Do you think candy's healthy? No? How come?
Because it has so much of sugar.
Sugar. And sugar isn't good for our
body.
Our body, and especially our teeth.
I already got two cavities.
You have two? Oh, no. But the good thing is you get some new teeth soon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, JC and Tarek. So we just wanted to ask you a couple simple questions about food. So can both of you tell me what you think it means if something is healthy?
If it's a candy, that if it has sugar in it, it's not good.
Carrots, I like. I like carrots.
Okay, so just, if I'm going to put the microphone in front of you. I just want you to say your name.
Philip.
Waddle.
Okay, so we are just going to talk for a minute about food. Do you guys like to eat?
I like fruit. I like mac and cheese.
Can you tell me your name?
Elliot.
Owen.
Okay, well, thanks for sitting with us today. I'm just going to ask you a couple questions about food. Can you tell me, so if you guys were putting together a lunch for yourselves, what would you want to eat for lunch?
Paper sandwich. Mustard choli.
That's what you're having for lunch today. You lucky guy.
Any pizza.
A pizza? Anything pizza. With pizza and peanut butter and jelly?
Pizza day was the worst day.
Any other side dishes or?
I have carrots, and then I can't have a dessert.
You can't have a dessert.
I don't eat dessert.
Oh, so I was hoping you could tell me what you think it means if food is healthy.
Banana.
Bananas are healthy. So.
Eggs. Microphones.
You eat microphones? Now, do you like to eat meat?
No.
No, how come?
I don't eat meat. I'm vegetarian.
And what is a vegetarian?
And a vegetarian only eats vegetables.
Only vegetables. Okay, so can you tell me your name in the microphone?
Sanjana.
Perfect. And can you tell me what do you think it means if something is healthy?
The healthy food is lettuce and carrots. But not for the bunnies.
Not for the bunnies, because the bunnies what?
Eat only the green part.
We're with Mr. Justin, who is the head teacher of Royal Room. So first, thank you so much for letting us come in.
Well, thanks for joining us.
And I thought we'd get your perspective on if the kids tend to go for the healthy foods or maybe the stuff that's a little bit higher in sugar and some other things.
Yeah, I think it's funny. I think they all know what the healthy foods are, and a lot of them do make surprisingly good choices. But, you know, candy and treats are always popular.
Well, there you have it. Cheryl, what conclusion would you draw from our unscientific survey of the experts?
Kids know what's healthy, and they like a lot of healthy foods. And sure, they like candy, but they like carrots. So on the whole, I think leaving them alone would probably be okay some of the time. I want to just take a moment to thank the Spartan Child Development Center, Mr. Justin and the great folks there, as well as the Royal Room kids for participating in this very important conversation on health and food.
You've been listening to Serving Up Science, this series all about food, where it comes from, and how it impacts our health and planet. I'm Karel Vega.
And I'm Cheryl Kirschenbaum, and this is WKAR.